This is James Devine with the Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher. I've been teaching for 22 years, starting my career at a private school, moving to a suburban high school, and now I'm at a Title I middle school. Thank you for listening to the podcast. You can find show notes and links mentioned in the podcast at jamesdevine.net. Maybe you might want to call in with a question of your own to 719-238-4193. There was a time when one of my sons went to the same school that I taught at, and he was in wrestling. Now, school got out at about 2:40 or so, and wrestling practice went till about 6, and we lived about 30 minutes away from the school. So I remember thinking to myself, I am going to get a lot more done while he's in wrestling, because I'll just go back to my office and work until it's time to go home. Well, what I found was that having a lot more time doesn't necessarily solve the problem, because there's a limit to how much extra time that you can work and still be productive. What I want to share today is 5 tips to gain 5 hours in your week. You might actually find that you gain a lot more depending on how much time you spend on some of these things. Tip number 1, limit your media time. It is so easy to go down all kinds of rabbit holes in social media, looking at posts and looking at videos. It's so easy to go down that hole and just keep following more and more things. I find myself sometimes having to turn it off or skipping ahead through a bunch of posts or just getting away from it, because it can easily suck up so much time. I can find myself sometimes getting angry at some of the responses, because it's really not the best medium for discussion. You know, people used to sit around with their favorite drink and talk through things, and maybe they totally disagreed with each other. You hear stories all the time of politicians that would be almost like ready to kill each other when they were arguing the benefits and disadvantages of a law, but then they'd go after work and go hang out at the local pub, and they were the best of friends. You don't see that much anymore. So limit your media time. That could also include TV. You might DVR your favorite show, and that's going to save you 20 minutes in an hour show right there, because you can skip over the commercials. Tip number 2. This one is my favorite one. Touch email messages only once. If you're having your inbox filled with thousands of messages, like a former teacher I worked with had, it's going to do is clutter your mind, because you're going to think, I need to get back with these. Then the next time you open up your email, I need to get back to these people. I need to answer these emails. And it will always be cluttering your mind. So do one of 4 things with the email. First, do it. If it's something that you can do right now or respond to, then you're going to get it out of your inbox and you'll be able to move on to the next thing. I remember being in charge of this jazz festival once, and I would email the teachers who had signed up and were bringing their jazz bands. And I'm imagining by May, they know how many students are in their jazz band. And so sometimes I'd send them a simple email and I'd say, I don't need an exact number, but just let me know approximately how many students you're bringing, because I need to order pizza. It was like pulling teeth trying to get them to just tell me how many students they were bringing. It's either 16 or 18. It's not going to be like an exact number. You might delegate it. If you receive an email and the principal is better suited to answer the email, then forward it to the principal. If it's another teacher in the school that would be best suited to answer it, just forward it, or you can even respond in the email while copying the other person and say, Ms. Smith, thank you so much for your email. I'm not the one who can answer this, so I'm forwarding your email to Principal Jones. And then that way, you're done with it and it's not in your email box making you wonder. You might file the email message. I have about 15 files in my Google account, and they're various things. So for example, if I receive an advertisement for something that I might want to look at someday, but I don't want to right now, that has its own file folder. for advertisements. When I make a reservation on an airplane or for a hotel, I have a folder called reservations, and I file it into that folder because I don't need it in my inbox, but I might need it someday if for some reason something happens with the reservation. So create some files and think about how you're going to put email messages towards those. And then finally, delete. If it's something you know you're not interested in, or if it's an angry email from a student you had 8 years ago and you don't even want to deal with it because it's not your job or not your responsibility, just delete it and go on to something else. Something else with email is turn your notifications off. If you're always getting the little ding or the little flag or the symbol that tells you you have an email, the research shows that when you stop working on something to go focus on something else, then you're wasting 15 or 20 minutes because it takes that long for your brain to get back to it. This happened to me during the coronavirus shutdown. My wife was laid off from her work, and I was working from home teaching. Sometimes she would ask me a question. She was reading or doing something on the couch, and she would ask me a question, and it would totally throw me off, and it took me a long time to get back to what I was doing. So check it 2 or 3 times a day and turn all the notifications off. Looking for funding? School Fundraising has the options and, best of all, extraordinary customer service to back up whatever program you choose. I have personally used them for over a decade. They offer brochure and catalog sales such as cookie dough, popcorn, candles, snacks, a donation-only platform, a combination of donations and products. They believe in maximizing your profits and minimizing your hassles with over 30 years of experience helping hundreds of groups just like yours each year. Their 5-star Google rating says it all. Contact them at info@schoolfundraising.com or call Joel 406-544-5308 or Johnny 719-229-1325 direct on their mobile phones. They love to serve. Tip number 3, use what I call the 2-minute rule. What's the 2-minute rule? If someone hands you something to do and you can complete it in 2 minutes or less, then do it right then. And then that way it doesn't even get onto your to-do list. It's done, it's complete, and you don't have to worry about it anymore. This happens a lot of times at the start of a school year. Maybe a form gets put in your box and you go to check your mail and you see, oh, I got to fill out this form. Well, if it's a short form where they need your license plate number and your name and phone number, go ahead and fill it out now and get it off your to-do list. Tip number 4, control your meetings. And I know a lot of times we don't have control over these. Sometimes we're told we have to be at a meeting, but I'll give you an example of a meeting that I had control over. The very first job I had, one of my side responsibilities was to get the sound from a private sound company for our graduation ceremony every year. So when we had a meeting about 3 weeks before graduation, the person who was in charge of entire graduation, they'd be going around to everybody. And when it got to me, the question was, James, do you have the contract for the sound? Yes, here it is. I've got everything ready to go. And then they'd go on to the next person. I'd sit there for a 90-minute meeting just to let them know that the sound was taken care of. So I learned during that time what they really wanted from me at that meeting was to make sure that the sound was set. So when I would get the email for the meeting, I had already booked sound, and I would just forward a copy of that contract and agreement to the person in charge of graduation, and I'd tell them, hey, I've got everything set to go. The sound company's showing up at 7 a.m. They're bringing this many speakers. They're doing this number of mics, and they've got 3 people to set it up, and they'll be set up by 7:20. Whatever the details were, I would pass that along. And then I'd say, do you need me at the meeting? And the answer was always no. And guess what? I just gained 90 minutes of my time back. Step number five, schedule time to get work done. If you have recurring things that happen every week and you know you need to devote some time to them, then set that time aside. For me, I was devoting Wednesday plan times and after school to lesson planning and score study because I knew that was something I needed to get done and I needed to have time set aside for that. So I just always put that for Wednesday. Then if something happened, because sometimes something would show up on a Thursday that I didn't have control over. On a Wednesday that I didn't have control over, and I'd have to delay that lesson planning to Thursday. But it still gave me time to do it before the end of the week, and I wasn't feeling rushed. That time was always set aside, and in fact, I never set up any other appointments that I could help on that day. Thursday for me were phone calls home. If, of course, a serious matter with a student, I would often call that day. But one of my goals was to also try to make 5 positive phone calls every week, which is about the number of negative phone calls I would have to make. So I would schedule those into my calendar on Thursdays so that I could make sure I always had time for that. So these are 5 tips to gain 5 hours in your work. As a quick reminder, it's limit media time, touch email messages once, follow the 2-minute rule, control your meetings, and schedule time to get work done.
The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.